SwingerCast is intended for mature audiences. Sit back and enjoy, and remember, this is just from our own personal experiences, and it should not be misconstrued as professional advice.
SwingerCast!
SwingerCast is about our
hot
times that we have and our
hot
love that we have. Some people claim that we say
hot
too much, but we don't care because we love our
hot
times. For years, we have been wanting to get up to Sea Mountain Inn. It's a resort in the Desert Springs area, and we've just never been able to make it. We've made reservations a couple times and then had to pull out for whatever reason. But a few days ago, some friends of ours contacted us and said, hey, we're going to Sea Mountain Inn. Why don't you guys come join us?
So we said, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Let's go. Let's go. So the planets finally aligned for us to go to Sea Mountain Resort. And we drove out to Palm Springs one Friday afternoon.
Well, we were super late, of course, as usual, in Sea Mountain Alley.
Well, I don't know, but...
I think the plan was for us to get there around 7 or 8 o'clock. We show up around 11:15, something like that. The party was kind of mellow when we first got there. Everybody was kind of just chillaxing by the pool. And our friends met us. They were naked, so we had to get naked quick, too.
So, yeah, we walked in, and you walk by the pool as you walk in. So everybody sees you, and you walk in and waves.
It was explained to us that we were there on a Friday night, and that Saturday would probably be a little more hopping, and that's why, hence all the chairs, because, you know, when I say chairs, I mean pool chairs. I mean
comfy.
Pool beds. I mean lots of places to sit and relax and even play comfortably outside. And so we got a little tour of the place. We walked around with Gabby, who helped us show us around a little bit, showed us where the different areas were, and then released us into the wild.
So we got there so late. She was going off, getting off work.
Yeah, we got the quick tour, I think.
And so we hung out with our friends by the pool, and over to the side, and had great fun catching up with them. Some other friends of ours from L.A., were there as well.
Quiddity and Foster, who you heard on previous podcasts. Good friends.
And so we were just having fun, just talking.
And Sailing Couple was the other couple that we were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Been friends of ours and had come with us to our first Desire trip way back in 2007.
Mm-hmm.
So we've known those guys for a long time. Great friends. And so the six of us just had a few cocktails.
We're here at Sea Mountain Inn. So you guys were here yesterday, right?
Yeah, we came late last night.
About the same time you guys got here.
We got a great room. We were actually really impressed with the room. All of the rooms have double French doors that go out into the common areas, which are always really full of people and noisy. But they're double pane glass, and when you close them, it's quiet. A really comfortable bed. Really nice bed.
The pool is smaller than I thought. I thought it would be bigger. I don't know why.
The shallow end is real small. Mm-hmm. So most of the people are all gathered together in the shallow end talking.
Mm-hmm. It forces you to be very intimate.
Yeah.
Because it is
you get to know the crowd, actually.
It's you get to know people.
It forces conversation.
What was your first impression walking in?
It doesn't look sterile on the website, but it doesn't look as garden-y as this.
Right.
And there's those antique...
And I love the palapas.
...painted Indian carvings over there, and our room had original artwork on the wall. It's really nice.
Nice.
And I will do a little backup.
Okay.
This is probably a fear... I know it is, of sometimes when you have something planned and you're a woman and you know you're going to start your period. Well, I knew that I was late for starting my period at that time.
Yeah, you were like any minute now.
Right. So I felt comfortable. I thought, okay, well, we'll just go anyway to the thing. But I felt comfortable when we were talking to our friends just to tell them, you know, hey, you know, I'm starting my period any minute. I mean, I had told them this way earlier in the night, the guys. Our friends.
Everybody, yeah. The girls included.
Yeah, the girls too. So I said, you know, I'm just a little uncomfortable. Yeah,
but everybody was cool with that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and there are so many things that you could do otherwise. We definitely discover those sexy things. Sometimes when you get around with friends that you play with as well, but you're really great friends and love talking to and catching up with and laughing with, you could find yourself sitting there just having so much fun talking and laughing and in conversation with them that you forget to play. You
know? All right. Yeah. Well, yeah.
And we laughed about it actually because it was getting late. And someone said, I think Voss said, I think this is going to be one of those times where we forget to play, you know.
Yeah, well, I don't think you and I realized at first that those guys were only going to be there that one night.
Right, I didn't. I thought they were going to be there all day the next day with us.
So we would have plenty of time.
So we were like, we were all just relaxing into the talking and just having a good old time, and then...
Well, the sailing couple excused themselves and went to bed. They had played all day, they told us, and they were tired, and it was late. It was like 3 a.m. probably.
Right.
And they said goodnight. And it wasn't too much longer after that, I stood up. She was looking at me, and I got hard, and she said something like, well, where did that come from? And proceeded to give me a blowjob.
Yeah, I look over there, I was talking to her husband, and I look over there, and she's going down on you there at the... And she was sitting down on the end of the lounge chair, and I was like...
And she's got skills.
Hot.
Yeah, it was great.
So he and I started kissing, and just kind of making out there, watching you guys, and as we were making out, and we kind of went down into the lawn chair, and I started sucking his dick. You guys were on each other big time. Boy, did you go down? I mean, yeah, y'all were fast.
She went down on me, and then I went down on her. I mean, she gave me a great long blowjob, and I was going crazy and wanted to return it, and so laid her down on the chair and got between her legs.
And started going,
and then I could see you guys better. I could see you're in the chair next to us, and he was on top of you, and you guys were kissing, and he was grabbing your tits and pushing them together and just kind of giving you a full body massage with his body.
Yeah.
So when I'm down there and I'm watching you guys, and he was giving you the full body massage, you know, and I knew that you probably were not going to fuck him because of, you know, you're worried about your period. And he was totally comfortable with it, and I was going down on her, and she's intense, man. She's awesome, and she's just like, somebody get a condom. And I just stayed between her legs. I figured I would wait for condom service, not to take her out of the flow, you know.
So, oh, did he? Yeah.
And so I had one, huh? I had a condom delivery.
Yeah, and
we have good friends.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a very sensual, sexy, erotic time, and you guys were fucking. I mean, y'all were having a hot erotic time too, but. I mean, it was very, very good. And then I think he really wanted to go down on me at one point after, you know, I'd given him head for a while, and then hearing you going down on her.
Yeah.
What screams or noises she was making when you were going down on her. He wanted to go down on me. And then at one point, we were kind of on top of each other and kissing, and he asked if he could just lick my clit, and if I would feel, if he could do that, and acknowledging my, you know, my being uncomfortable, but he just really wanted to do that, so I let him, and it was really hot. It was really hot. It was.
At one point, I stopped fucking her, and she took the condom off and started giving me head again.
Mm.
And then the condom went back on, went back and fucked her. It's just a wild night out there in the breeze.
Mm-hmm. The wind was blowing. You guys were fucking, but we were in the more slower, sensual play, but we were coming, but just that way. I believe he came. Did he come? Or maybe not. No, he had come all day. Yeah. You know, he knew of my
predicament.
Yeah. My possible period coming. And he had fucked all day. So we were enjoying the slow, sexy, sensual play together, you know.
And I think
it was a break off of us for having to perform.
She had obviously fucked all day and was still turned on, and I hadn't fucked all day.
Yeah,
so it was a good combo. Yet,
so. So you guys were really fucking over there.
Yeah, I mean, she's hot, man.
I thought the chair was gonna break. No.
Oh man. I love the way she's like stares in your eyes when she's fucking. She just gets these, her eyes just like widen, and just like her pupils expand, and it's just like she's totally into it. It was just really fucking hot.
She has a sexy like
look,
raw sex look.
Totally focused on you, like nothing else in the world is happening. It's just like we're here and we're doing this, and she's giving me more and more and more, and you know,
she's all into it. Wow.
Yeah, super hot.
And I saw that look when she was at Naughty in New Orleans, and she was sitting on someone's face, and she was coming, and her hair was swinging, and she had that look. You couldn't see it, but she had that very sexy, she has a very sexy fuck face.
Yes, she does.
And her eyes. And she fucks you with her. She lets you in.
Yeah.
With her eyes.
Yeah, it's hot. After we all kind of calmed down there, you guys were...
We were in our bubble. I was in
But after the four of us, we kind of all came back and were laughing and talking. And I think we were about to carry it over back to their hotel. And I knew...
She had to work the next day.
She had to work at like, and they had a long drive back to where they live. Yeah. And it was like, if we go back to their hotel, you're not going to get any sleep.
I told her, I said, no. I won't do this to you. You've got to work tomorrow. That would be terrible.
So we said goodbye to those guys.
And you were still.
I was still ready for a little more from my baby. I was all turned on. Let's have some pillow talk and talk about what we just did and fuck some more.
So we did. We did it in the dance.
Playroom.
Playroom area. It was a very comfortable round bed.
We were all alone by that time. Mm. It's like 4 or 5 in the morning at least.
Yeah. Good times.
That's hot.
Sea Mountain, yeah.
And then we got up the next day and came back around, I don't know, 11 o'clock that morning.
Mm-hmm.
Met back up with our friends.
And had the day party vibe going. It was a fucking blast.
Dewey, who is the owner with his wife, Julie, know how to throw a party. Mm-hmm. And everybody parties pretty much all day long, but, you know, you got to take a break to eat or sit down for a minute. Not the owners. They're constantly on the move, making sure everybody's having a good time. Those guys mm-hmm. do not stop.
He's got a groove.
He's got a good shtick too. When a new couple comes in, he'll say, "This is John and Allie, and they're joining us all the way from Algeria," which is not true.
Was it not true? I thought those people were for Algeria.
No, it's his little joke because he would never make an announcement like that saying where these people are from because these people.
They may not want
you to know. You might go to a party and have that. Didn't you notice all day long? People would come in and he was like, "This is Ted and Alice and they're from Saudi Arabia." And then, you know, he would turn to the couple and tell them, "I would never tell anybody where you're from. That's up to you. You know, you guys have enjoy your fun."
Oh, because I was thinking, I wasn't looking up. I was just thinking he was.
You must have thought you were at another place because there were a lot of, you know, different ethnicities there. But if we went by what he was saying, everyone there would have been from like Central Asia and Central Europe. No.
But I do know that a lot of Europeans go there.
They do. So he would say they're from Arlington, Texas. You know, that's his joke. But the owner has this good little shtick. He has people come in and he kind of briefly introduces them to everybody. And then he'll say, it's a real warm and friendly, "Say hello to your new friends." And everybody there is very welcoming and, you know, different age groups. Mm-hmm. Everybody from their 30s to the 70s, maybe, were there.
Yeah.
But all naked, all shapes, all sizes.
A lot of sexy people.
And you know what I noticed? I noticed some of the girls are bringing back the bush. They were in the minority, but they're trendsetters.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like
that's
that.
That's good. That's good. I did see a few bush. I did.
Yeah.
I saw at least one. I don't know. Did you see
more? I saw several sexy ladies who had not like a big, big bush, but
it's gradually coming back.
It was hair there, not just completely shaved. But yeah,
there was a lot of sexy hot people there.
There were really very many.
And he has six or so girls that work for him.
Oh, the girls are hot,
and they are very hot and fun and smiley, and they come around, give you shots,
margaritas,
and have pictures of margaritas, and they're there, you know, ready to pour you a margarita.
Or cool you down with a shot from a spray glass.
And he goes around. He's real funny. He goes around, and that's part of his thing. And he's always on and in his groove, as he would say. And he goes around and makes everyone feel comfortable.
And he's not pushy at all. I mean, he's just fun and
it's
open.
It's a cool vibe.
You know, he likes to refer to it as his family. You know, everyone there is his family, and welcome to the family, and welcome to the party, and you've just met all your friends. Mm-hmm. And like Alex said, I mean, there were a lot of hard bodies there. There were a lot of in-shape, great-looking people, and then there was me and Allie.
In the daytime, I looked around, and there was a lot of public sex, like just casually there. I mean, it's a great place if you're an exhibitionist and you just want to go and get naked and give your man a blowjob in front of a lot of people.
Yeah.
Just very casually by the pool. I looked around and I saw so many blowjobs going on and even fucking. And it was just really beautiful, actually.
Yeah. I kept waiting for you to take the hint. Give me one out there. I really wanted a blowjob by the pool.
Oh, you did?
Oh, absolutely.
You had one the night before. No, we're talking about the daytime now.
Well, yeah. Totally.
Did I not give you a blowjob by the pool?
Uh-uh. No. No blowjobs for Johnny Boy. So that's what I'm looking forward to when we go back there.
But, oh, okay. Well, we did take you to the playroom.
We did check out the playroom
with our friends.
It's not like we didn't have any. I'm talking about just outdoors, hanging out by the pool.
Yeah, you sound like you just don't get any.
Yeah, I just don't get any. Poor John.
We actually got real comfortable over in an area that's not really right by the pool. It was behind the pool in a new, like, gazebo little area where the chairs were.
Lots of shade.
It was a nice shady area, and we got really comfortable in that area. And we stayed there for a while with our friends, just chilling out. And
it was a windy day, and there's
watching
three huge palm trees that jet up from the pool, and mm-hmm. just nice, just hanging out, watching the
sexiness.
Naked people fuck and suck, and the
yeah, all the sexiness
blowing.
Around. I'm just chilled out, watching everybody and talking, and it's very relaxing, very relaxing. So we're like, we're getting so comfortable here. Well, let's stand up and let's go check out the playroom and see what.
Well,
that's about.
Yeah, but at that point, it was me and you and Miss Smooth Sailing Couple. Her guy was gone.
Yeah, he got up and went into the pool to
right.
check out the...
So you girls sent me over to go get him.
Yeah, so what did you do?
it was kind of funny. I woke up, he's already in the pool. He's up to his neck, and he's talking to a sexy couple.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks like he's doing pretty good. But I'm like, I want to go play. So I'm not going to have to drag him out of the pool. So I just kind of bent down. He kind of looked at me like, what the fuck? And I'm like, you know, I think your wife and my wife require your presence for a play session. And he got out of there pretty damn fast. Excused himself from the conversation. And
he made it all sound formal, like a formal invitation.
Yeah, no, he was joking. Yeah, he knew it was on. And he got out, didn't even get a towel, just...
I hopped out.
Drip dried over to the
yeah, we
shady
went
area
to,
and we
what,
took off
what
the playroom.
Which I wasn't sure we were going to play in the playroom. We just went to check it out, and we ended up playing in there.
Yeah.
And what we did before, because it's close to the disco, the music was beaming in there, and we just were in this... We did this, like, train, like, all four of us dancing together, and I was facing her, and we were, like, rubbing our titties together and rubbing our hips and shaking from side to side and touching, and what was the song? It was something.
Save a horse, ride a cowboy.
The songs weren't quite, but it was fun to, like, dance to that, but very, very good foreplay with the dancing, and there was a mirror that we could
see ourselves in the mirror.
Good look over there.
I was behind you, and he was behind her, and yeah, we were all pressed up against you.
The bodies pressed up against, and the hands and swaying and moving all up and down a body to the beat of the music,
mm-hmm.
and have the hands all around. I loved that. So we did that for like two songs before we made it to the bed. And it was very hot on the bed. I think she was going down on you first. Did you guys get on the bed first, or did we? We did. I started going down on him.
Yeah.
On the bed.
And you she was going down on me too for a little bit. And then... I flipped her over on her back to go down on her. And God damn, that was hot.
Mm.
Well, I was fingering her before we laid down. And she was starting to double over and like really, really getting into it. And she was getting really wet.
She's a squirter.
Uh-huh. And she was like kind of pointing her butt to the bed. Like, we need to lay down and... she was getting her legs were getting weak, and I mean it was like I could tell she wanted to, you know, to lay down. So
how were you doing that while she was standing up?
I was standing up, fingering her.
Oh, fingering her. Oh,
fingering her, and I had my hand inside of her, and she was like doubling over and started kind of pointing her ass towards the bed, like we need to get over here on the bed, and we did, and you guys were next to us, and I started going down on her. Wow. You guys kept alternating, I think.
Yeah. We were kissing and making out. I was totally into giving him blowjob. I was kissing him all over and very focused. I could just say I was very, very much into enjoying giving that blowjob. You know, I would reach my hand over to you guys, too, right there. And then...
You made her squirt once when you were... You had her... I was going down on her, and then your hand came over.
I was on touching her clit. Yeah. I mean, her clit. Oh, that was hot. That was hot.
It was very hot.
That was hot.
And warm.
And
he
got her vibrated because I mentioned that, I forgot my little vibrator. And I don't usually use a vibrator in play, but for some reason I wanted to.
Oh, I didn't know that was your idea. I thought it was
his. Yeah,
that was surprising.
I felt like I wanted to use the vibrator, you know, in front of all of you. So she had one. He got hers.
Blackie.
Yeah.
They called it.
I had a name. Anyway, it was a great one, but I loved like kissing him and sucking his dick, and he was putting that vibrator on my clit, and I was coming, and when I was sucking his dick, and then, yeah, we got pretty hot and heavy there, and I think, could you probably tell that he was getting ready to come?
Yeah, I think when I heard him say, I'm going to come, I realized he was... But I was, too. I was almost there, too.
And I
was,
tell.
Oh, man, yeah, it was turning me on.
And I was coming at the same time, too, with, that thing on my clit.
Mm.
Yeah, and he came in my mouth.
Uh-huh. That's hot.
And that was just like a slow thing. And I think that's right when a girl popped in wanting to know if we wanted water or a shot. And you guys were hot and heavy into orgasms at that same time too, right?
Mm-hmm.
What happened? Did you guys come? Did you come?
Well, she did many times.
Mm-hmm.
Many, many times. And I was just about to. He had just came. I was just about to come in his wife's mouth, I believe. I don't know. We hadn't gotten that far, but I'm pretty sure that's where it was headed, and that was fucking turning me on. And I was just about to come, and this girl comes in because she saw you guys finish, and she comes in and says, "Does anybody want a shot or water?" And I kind of shook her off, and I said, "No, we're good, we're good." And she kept going down between me, going down on me, and getting me. I lost it a little bit there, you know, but I was about to come. And the girl comes in again. "Are you sure we can't get you guys a shot or some water? Or you need anything in here?" And then Mr. Sailing said, "Well, sure, I'll have a shot." So this hot young girl comes over, gives him a shot. And then by that point, I lost my mojo.
Another playroom bites the dust.
All right. So we tested out the playroom. I love the dance that we did.
It was very hot.
That
in the
train
mirror?
In the mirror. That was very hot. Well, we danced like two songs. We were going at least.
And one
Save a Horse,
of,
Ride a Cowboy.
Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy.
Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy. And then it went sort of techno...
Helium. So we're sitting at the pool. Lots of public sex just out on the...
When you first pulled the recorder out, I looked around and I could see three blowjobs and one person having sex while it looks like the husband was holding her foot eating his chicken. And it's some good chicken.
Okay, oh, there's a brand new couple.
Wow.
Hello! Hello!
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
Oh, good, we have some dancers. Oh, she's in the dance floor.
Yeah, she can move.
Wow. She's hot.
She's great. She's very hot.
Look at that ass. She's got braids that are longer than her tits. They're hanging down. Got a...
That was a sexy towel pickup.
Woo. Oh, yeah. Here she comes.
It's kind of a very free spirit disco. You feel like dancing and you're going and dance.
Yeah, dance.
You know, it's like, I feel like dancing.
Can you tell, can I record this? Can you tell me again?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they have a private villa.
Yeah, they have a private villa and it's like a house that's across the street.
And you stayed in it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was last amazing. Night. Well, we've stayed in it since Thursday, actually.
Oh, okay.
And how was it? It's amazing. It's amazing.
What is it like?
They've got a full kitchen in it. It's a fully remodeled home, so you've got everything that you need there. They have the master bedroom has a bath connected to it, and then the spare bedroom is just about as big as the master, and it's got a bathroom just right next to it.
Yeah.
And then a home office that's got the computer, everything. It's fully functional. It's amazing.
Great. Awesome. You guys having fun? Yes.
Yeah. We're still a bit shell shocked, but we're having fun.
Shell shocked.
Yeah. It's amazing.
This is your first time?
Yes.
First time here or
anywhere?
Anywhere?
Anywhere. Oh wow! Complete newbies, complete lifestyle, everything virgin.
So what do you mean?
It's a little overwhelming.
Yeah, I would have.
We're still in the take it out later and talk about it.
That's
stage.
Great.
Yay!
That never changes.
No, it's going to make some great nighttime stories, though.
Oh, yeah, that's the hottest sex when you talk about it.
It's true.
With each
it's
other.
True. It's better than pressing play, so we're all
exactly.
Good.
Exactly.
Life. Yeah, I would have been overwhelmed if this was my first nude experience. That would have been way though.
It's been cool because everybody's really cool. Everybody's like, what are you into? Uh-huh. And how far can I go? So it's cool.
That's good. Awesome.
Well, I'm glad you're enjoying it.
So what's your next step? You're going to go to Desire with us.
That's what we've heard.
We're taking a group in March. Of 2013.
Oh my
god. We take a group every year in Cancun.
See, we've never been. We've reached.
Wow.
She didn't know. She didn't know.
What was that? Fireworks.
I saw a lot of people.
The owner's a pyro here.
He's so funny. Did you see him with the flamethrower?
He is.
I was like, no. Dewey, put it down.
So how did you two start talking about it, or what?
Always talked about everything.
Yeah, that's how me and my husband are.
Yeah, it's just we're each other's best friends. So who else are you gonna tell it to?
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
So if he wants to experience something, or if I do, I'd rather do it with him.
Yeah.
And it just works out so much better.
Yeah.
But no, we just Googled and found it on Google.
That's great.
So yeah. Yeah, thank you for bringing
those. Well, nice meeting you guys.
It was nice to meet you. I love your shoes.
Huh?
I love your shoes.
Oh, thanks.
Bling on your toe.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Just when the evening party was getting rowdy,
fireworks were starting to go off.
We had to leave. We had to go back home.
Yeah, I would have loved to have stayed there the rest of that night and partied, but I know we'll have another chance. But I am very thankful to our friends for inviting us down, and to Dewey and Julie for all of their awesome hospitality.
Yes.
And I'll tell all of you guys, if you get a chance to go to Sea Mountain, just do it.
Go visit your new family at Sea Mountain, as he would put it.
And tell them John and Allie sent you.
Yeah, it's a great thing to support people that are providing us naughty people beautiful, relaxing place to socialize with our friends and be as open sexually as we want without judgment, just good vibes.
So check them out at seamountainin.com.
And while you're at it checking out places, why don't you check out Desire March 23rd through the 30th?
And come with us to Cancun, Mexico, and get naughty. Details are on our website at swingercast.com. And before we go, I just have to tell those two guys that were with us that Allie still hasn't started her period.
Oh, stop it. John, you're bad.
Yeah, I know. I could have fucked them both.
It was funny. Mr. Smooth, he gave you a request.
He put in his order for next time. He said he wants to do me reverse cowgirl. So
he was very respectful the way he said it, though. He said, if there is another time.
Yeah.
You know, if there is another time, I want to do you reverse cowgirl. You have a nice ass.
So you have any requests?
Oh, I do. I want to titty fuck Ms. Smooth. I'll put in my request.
Awesome.
Been very respectful. Titties. If there is another time, disclaimers, all the ordinary legalese, titty fuck.
And I like to do that reverse cowgirl. Maybe I'll even, I want to do it on one of the desire beds.
Oh, outside. Well, you can reverse cowgirl him, and then I'll titty fuck her and face you. Oh, that would be hot.
Yeah, that would be fun. That would be hot. That would be hot. But I was thinking of those beds at night, late at night.
At Desire?
That are right on the beach. Oh, and yeah. How I like to
fuck at night with the wind.
And do the reverse cowgirl.
Oh, yeah. That'd be
I mean, I don't really see it happening in a playroom, but like on the beach, that would be great.
Yeah.
So, reverse cowgirl on the beach, 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Right before pizza.
Sounds like a date.
Right before pizza.
Right before pizza. There you go.
Pizza.
Now we're talking. And recently, another show that we love, the Swap Foos, have let us know they're going to be coming to Desire with us. So in between Swingercast, we hope you get to check out maybe one of their shows at swapfoo.blogspot.com.
And I've been getting some really, really great emails lately.
We'll probably share some of those on an upcoming episode.
And keep those coming, too. I love them.
You can write Allie at Allie@swingercast.com. And
don't write John, because he won't get back to you. He's too busy.
Looking at porn. Anyway, yeah. Well, due to some recent changes that I've seen in iTunes 11, I believe it's going to be more difficult for podcasts that deal with a sexual topic to be seen or to be as visible on iTunes unless they have a lot of recent and good reviews. So take a few minutes and just write a review for the show that Allie and I work so hard to put out. We really appreciate it. And if it's a really good review, Allie just might blow you.
Stop saying that.
Well, you know it's true.
No, it's not.
A little bit true.
Come to think of it, I do think I have blown some of those reviewers over the years.
See what I mean? There is hope. Keep hope alive. Write a review for Swingercast and I do.
God.
Good night, everybody.